Today we have seen the first hearing on rent abatement in Wausau. Why don't you explain a little bit about what happened in the case here?
Recently, out of the mayor's task force on code changes, one of the changes that was proposed and passed by council was the option for a tenant that had some major problems to ask for rent abatement. There's a process put in place, and this is the first case and the first public hearing that's come through public health and safety regarding rent abatement. And as you heard, there was testimony from the renter and from the landlord and from the inspectors on the job. And the committee made their finding, and she has been awarded 90% for the time period where the landlord did not correct some major, as they felt, and I feel as well, some code violations. Raw sewage leaking down into another apartment is a major code violation that was not taken care of in a timely fashion.
And that is one of the things that we have been seeing, is that, again, this isn't just public health and safety issue, which is, again, not your field of expertise, but this is an issue of property values for the city of Wausau.
Any time that you don't maintain property, the city loses value. And when a house is in any property that's non-code compliance, the same.
You were the head of the committee that put this together. What are your thoughts on actually seeing one of these cases come through today?
I am pleased that the system that we put in place worked, and that tenants do have a option other than being kicked out of an apartment, that they can take their complaints to a higher level. And today we witnessed how this program for rent abatement does work.
And you say this is a precedent and a message that should be going out.
Each case is going to be judged separately, but I believe that the committee took a very strong stance on the types of violations that this young lady was living through, and they put in the penalties accordingly.